This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Alrighty, we're back, baby, here at the KSDT CPA offices here in Dadeland, our number 4. And guess who is joining us now? My man, Sean Williams. Yes, sir. Essential Moving Experts. Remember, we tell you all the time, Sean is a big Dolphins fan. You go to his website and Essential Moving Experts, they're in Dolphin colors, which is a beautiful thing. And Sean, how you feeling, my man? You're looking good. How you feeling?
I'm doing great. I feel great, and ready for some football tomorrow.
Yeah, man. You're going to be down here, right?
Yeah, I'll be down at the game. I got a season ticket, so I always try to – I don't go to all of them, but I try to go to the important ones, and I'm hoping to see a few reps from Tua.
Yep. Hey, by the way, he's in Daytona, okay?
Is he?
No, you. I'm saying you. I want to point out to fans your dedication to the Miami Dolphins. And that's why I think the Dolphin Nation, man, if you guys need to move your home, your office, you got to use Essential Moving Experts, because their entire business is in Dolphins colors. Okay. Yeah. The man lives in Daytona because he's in Daytona, and he comes down for the Dolphin games. He's coming down for a preseason game. That's Dolphin loyalty there, baby. Love it, man.
Yes. Love it. Die hard. I came for 2 training camps also.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You came down for training camp too. That's right. Yeah. That is fantastic, man. That is awesome. I don't know how much we'll see. I don't think it'll be the dress rehearsal tomorrow. I think that'll be game 3. And I've said this now throughout the week that I think McDaniel's going to do the rehearsal next week, because I think he wants to give guys as much time to learn the system, Connor Williams to get the snapping and all that. So that way, when they do the dress rehearsal, they're as prepared as possible for it. And I think that's why he's waiting till next week. But I do believe that we will see some starters tomorrow, and maybe Tua for like a series. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think he'll get a series or two. And I think the reason he's always noncommittal about it is because if Waddle isn't good to go, Teron Armstead isn't good to go, are you really doing the dress rehearsal? So if they're not practicing right now, and he said earlier in the week, hey, I'm going to do the dress rehearsal this week, and then they're not practicing, now you look stupid doing it without those guys. So I think it makes sense to
you're good.
Now it makes sense to, wait till that third week.
Yeah, and if Armstead doesn't play, and Larnell Coleman's your left tackle, I can see an Alec Ingold worrying a little bit more about the left side. I can see a tight end chipping out on the left side to kind of help out a little bit and make life a little easier for Tua, to make sure that Larnell doesn't struggle. Although Larnell has shown more growth in the last couple of weeks than he has in the year plus that he was here, so you can tell. I don't know if you could tell from a distance, but it just looks like this coaching staff is already making an impact on the young linemen that we saw struggle a lot over the last 2 years.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're hearing Larnell Coleman's name at all, especially in a positive way, and you're hearing Austin Jackson is above serviceable right tackle after last year's what you were hearing this time. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know right there. I mean, last year this time, especially people who watched the O-line were like, we have no chance with this O-line. And we're like, oh, yeah, hater, like whatever, bad reporting. And turned out that was a fact. We were the worst O-line. And now this year you're hearing O-line's not a problem. It's not the issue. And that's without Teron, because you're not going to see Teron in a preseason game, hopefully.
I think next week we'll see him for a little bit if he's fine. I think we'll see him for a little bit in the dress rehearsal, because you have to. It has to be part of the dress rehearsal. And once you have that left tackle, it kind of balances everything on the line. Once you don't have that left tackle, it imbalances everything. And absolutely, so it becomes that much harder for them. So I would imagine so.
Yeah, I feel good about it. It's probably the most optimistic I've been on the season. Mm-hmm. Did you McDaniel's interview? I forget with those guys. I don't know
who. Levitard? With Levitard?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
You know, you would never get that. Not, you know, not to be like a Flo hater or whatever, but the fact that he even talked about the Tyreek, getting Tyreek process and giving fans the behind the scenes of Chris Greer coming and saying, we might be able to get Tyreek. And he says, give him everything.
Right.
Give him the whole house. You would never get that inside scoop as a fan. Yeah, you want your team to be good, but you also love when you get some like behind the scenes, you know, pieces that.
Flo wouldn't have wanted to make that move.
Oh, he would have
cock blocked it.
Oh yeah.
Right from the get go. That was the problem behind the scenes that people don't realize that I tried to get to people is that he was stopping them from getting better at times because he forced decisions that the front office didn't want to do, but they had to do it because he's the head coach and
all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah. It was a bunch of crap, man. And so, yeah, they would have made half of the moves they made this year with Flo. I guarantee you that. And they needed to, because they needed to speed up the process of developing the line and developing Tua, and they were falling behind because the head coach could not build an offensive staff.
And that's the biggest thing about McDaniel. Everybody's talking about all the other things. You know, he's great with people. He's bringing the best out of Tua. What about this staff that he put together?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a weak link in the staff. I mean, your offensive line coach, your offensive coordinator is an offensive line coach. He's an offensive line coach, running game coordinator. You got a previous
Daryl Bevel is a guy that's coached Hall of Fame QBs.
You got Wes Welker, who was an elite Miami Dolphin receiver. Now you got the defensive backs coach and Surtain and Madison. Like, that's a hell of a staff for a first time head coach. You usually have to be a more established person to be able to even put together a staff like that. And I think that, like he says in all his interviews, it's not just him. He relies heavily on all those people. And, you know, if you say, okay, well, what if McDaniel isn't a part of something, the defense or whatever? Well, do you trust the rest of the staff? I trust the staff to put these people in a position to succeed, these players.
I'm with you. I'm with you big time. Sean Williams joining us from Essential Moving Experts. Hey, man, if you need to move across the country, across the city, across the state, from state to state, doesn't matter. You call the folks at Essential Moving Experts, 844-368-5750. And mention my name, you will get $150 off. Moving, never so easy. Over 1,600 happy customers have used Essential Moving Experts, and they loved it. They loved the experience. Flat rates, no surprise charges.
Right,
Sean? Tell them, because that happens a lot in this business.
It's the biggest thing. You know, people think they're getting one quote. All they're getting is an estimate. And when you show up the day of, it's a whole different thing. And what are you going to do? You have to move that day. You know, your lease is up. You know, you have travel plans. So, you know, you get a guaranteed flat rate. You get guaranteed pricing. And then also the estimates are free. If you think that it's going to be too expensive, call. We'll do it all over the phone. We can do it all virtual, or we can come in-home and do it as well, completely free, and just compare us to the competitors. And if you don't like it, we wish you the best with them. And if you think it's the best fit, then great. But you can get a free estimate with just a simple phone call.
There you go. Just call them, 844-368-5750. You can get a free estimate if you're thinking of moving. You know, there's a ton of you trying to move out of California, right? Well, you call Essential Moving Experts. Go right now, Californians.
It's our number one pickup location in the country right now is California.
No, I know. They're losing they're losing close to 500,000 people a year. It's like 470 or something. Mm-hmm. It's like a ridiculous number of people. There is no state losing more people than California. And I don't blame them, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? It's a beautiful state, dude. It is so fun to go hang out in California. I love hanging out in California.
Yeah. I was just in San Diego last week. It's amazing, but only for a short period of time.
Did you go down to the Gaslight District?
I did, over at like
Gas Lamp District, I think it's called. Yes.
Right? Little Italy. I did all of it. It was my wife's first time there, so she enjoyed herself.
Yeah, if you ever go to San Diego, obviously, if you're a baseball fan, the Petco Park is gorgeous, dude. But around it, there's an area called the Gas Lamp District, and it's full of bars and restaurants and clubs and all kinds of stuff. And it's a really cool area. I mean, San Diego is just
It is. Pacific, also, we went over there, over to the beach at Pacific Beach, and went and saw the sea lions and stuff. It was a great time. I love it there. I'm going to go back to the L.A. game. We're going to go to the L.A. Chargers-Dolphins game.
Okay.
Go to the little different side of it, a little more party side over in L.A., but we'll go
check. You get to see Tua beat Herbert again. That's all.
We're
going
to put it to rest. That is the game. We put all this to rest. We beat him once. Nobody talks about it. Let's beat him again with the playoffs implication on the line, and we'll see who the better quarterback is.
Oh, I love that. I love that with the playoff implications on the line. They're out, Dolphins in.
Yep.
That's beautiful. All right. Go ahead.
That game that can determine the trajectory of the playoffs. Like they miss one game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You win one and we beat them. You can't say that he's the better quarterback anymore. You can't.
Right. He now has what he needs to compete now.
Yep.
And if they do fix that offensive line, the running game, I believe in Tua. And I think he's going to be a hell of a quarterback. And I think he's going to be a crafty guy. I've already gone out on a limb, dude. I think he's like Joe Montana.
Yeah.
I think he's that kind of dude. He's going to be a clutch player. He's going to make the throws you need. He's going to be crafty back there. You just got to compliment him like any great quarterback needs to get complimented. We didn't compliment Marino enough, dude.
No.
If we would have, he would have won a title.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It doesn't matter how talented you are. You're going to need teammates. And I think now he has a coaching staff and hopefully the right teammates to start to really grow, man. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. I don't mind being wrong if it's the case because we have the picks in the future to do what we got to do. But I feel like, he just was not given a fair opportunity until this year. This is it. And even this year, I don't even think we'll see the best. I think we'll see enough where everyone's like, okay, he's the guy. I think there's another level after getting a full year in this system. And then using those draft picks to fix a couple holes we may have, whether it's inside linebacker or depth at corner or whatever. You do that with those first, second, two thirds next year. Now you're talking about in another year in the system, another year with the comfortability and no more drama around him. 2023, Omar says it all the time. Tua's year is 2023. He could go from great this year to elite next year, in my opinion, if he takes that step this year.
All right, Sean, before I let you go, Dougie Fresh has got a question for you. He says, Sean, what's the weirdest item you've had to move?
Oh God. how X-rated am I allowed to get on the show?
Oh yeah. No, go ahead. Have fun. Go for it.
Like a $4 million house in New Smyrna Beach, really nice house on the river, nice, widowed lady. And, she had a secret wall that opened up with a full sex room that she wanted us to move and pack. Obviously she had cleaned everything and stuff like that, but she wanted us to all like beds and chairs and like all this crazy, what was
the
that?
The harnesses, movie? The chains, all that kind of stuff. You had to move all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I think that was the most.
So the toys she packed herself and she got rid of the toys. You guys weren't touching the toys, but you were touching all the bigger items and
stuff. Yeah. Yes, there was, swings and beds and racks and all kinds of stuff. So that was probably the weirdest, most unique experience on that one. The guy, and we didn't know about it until we went to go do like the in-home estimate. And my guys told me like, you have to come here. I'm like, oh God, what's going on? And I show up and they're dying laughing. And the lady's like, I'm thinking to myself, she's comfortable enough to just let us do it. So we did. Right. And it ended up going well, but that was probably the most shocking, weird thing that we've had to move for sure. Right.
You'll never probably see her again. She'll probably never see you guys again. You're really not saying her name anyway. So it's not like anybody really knows.
No.
So it's one of those things. All right. How about what was the most difficult move you've ever had to make?
Ironically, same city. And it was a lady who was a hoarder. and we went there, and it was a probably like a 3,000 square foot church. And I'll show you, I'll send you pictures to your text message one day so you can see it. It was floor to ceiling, wall to wall. The only thing she has, like a little bed in there, of just stuff. Nothing that you would keep. It was just like pieces of wood, old furniture from the trash, broken TVs. I mean, it was just stuff, floor to ceiling, wall to wall. And we had reserved the move over the phone. So we never got a visual. And we showed up. It was three full trucks, three full days from Florida to South Carolina. And it was...
And she wanted to move all the crap with it?
Everything. Everything. I mean, there was stuff we were putting in the truck and we're like, why is this broken piece of wood that was rotted going in this in the truck? You know, an old rake that was snapped in half, but she wanted to keep it because she was like an artist and was going to create something out of it. It was, and then also on top of that, she wanted to stand over top of us and micromanage everything. So, which is fine. I don't mind when customers are specific with their items, but it was, that was the most difficult move because we have to, we're liable for the truck. So we have to pack it, wrap it. So you're like spending time wrapping things and they're just such abstract items. You're like, I don't even know how to wrap this and why am I wrapping this? You know what I mean? So it was a very unique move, but we got it done. She was so super happy. She still to this day calls us and tries to talk to us and stuff because she's just like a talker and she loves like people. We had a great relationship, but it was supposed to be a one day move, one truck. Ended up being three full trucks, 3 days, just to load. Then you had to drive in, unload and all that. But that was the hardest move for sure.
There you go. Essential Moving Experts. They will go the extra mile, man. Flat rates, no surprise charges, safe and efficient loading and unloading practices all the time. Call Sean and the great people at 844-368-5750 and make sure you mention my name. You'll get $150 off essentialmovingexperts.com. Sean, appreciate you, my brother. Look forward to doing it again, man. And let's hope for a great Dolphin season, man.
It's gonna be fun. Ready. I'll be at home with those chicken wings tomorrow night, just like you said, watching this preseason. Hopefully we'll get a couple first team series or two. And I'm ready. I'm ready for the season opener. I'll be there.
It's a beautiful thing. Fins up, my brother. I appreciate you, Sean. Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day. I appreciate it.
You got it. There you go, man. Sean Williams, EssentialMovingExperts.com. Again, 844-368-5750. Save the number. You never know. You might need it one day. You never know. So McDaniel was on the Lebatard show. And it was a really good interview overall. McDaniel was fantastic like he normally is. And he was talking about Tua. And the way he was talking about Tua, it was one of those things that was, you know, impressive because the way he talks about his mindset and how he was and the player that he is. And you could tell that from the get-go, McDaniel has been truly honest about Tua and how he feels about him. You know what's the weird part about it is? McDaniel feels the way I do about Tua. How I felt about him last year, how I felt about him the first year, when I was talking about how marvelous of a year he had, when nobody really would call it marvelous, but I would, because when you're being constantly attacked and you have no running game and no offensive line and you're still making things happen and you're still winning more than you're losing and you're still throwing more touchdowns than you're losing than interceptions and you're one of the least sacked quarterbacks in the NFL like he was last year with the worst line. It just, there are elements there and his throwing, he's accurate as hell. These are things that for me, I was sold on the kid. I only had one doubt with Tua. There's only one reason that I would have stayed away from him, and that's injuries. The injury history, I could understand. I never doubted the player. So, Mike McDaniel was on with Dan Lebatard. And so he says, and talking about Tua, he says, the skill set, crazy. I mean, the dude is right-handed, and he throws lefty, McDaniel said, on the Dolphins' young signal caller. Every lefty I've ever been with, the ball kind of tails. His doesn't. It's the most accurate, catchable ball I've ever seen. And then the guys followed up with like the most catchable and accurate ball. And then he like started to think about it. He said, yeah, yeah. He goes, yeah, yeah. I went through all of it. They even talked about Matt Ryan's year. And he said, hey, Matt Ryan, that year was the best quarterbacking I had ever seen. Now, that's not what he's saying. He's not saying Tua's the best quarterback ever. He's not saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's not saying he's better than Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady. He's just talking about the accuracy of Tua. And so it's, again, I would suggest if you get a chance to watch that interview, it's a good interview. It's a great way to see the coach again, talking about his team, his players, his philosophy, leadership, all kinds of stuff that he addresses. But the love for Tua is not one that comes from, do you want the job? You got to coach Tua. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I love Tua. Yeah, I want the job. No, 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 no. This is a guy that truly believes in Tua. And he even talked a little bit about it in that. Did you see the interview yet with Levitard? And he kind of danced around it right at the beginning where I didn't think he was put in the right positions last year. He goes, I don't want to get into what happened last year, but I don't think he was put in a favorable position or what, which, no shit, which is what we talked about all last year, that he was just in a position to fail. He was with a coach that was going to guarantee his failure. You know what I mean? And this is a different dude. This is a dude that believes in you. You got to believe in your child. That's how you strengthen them emotionally. That's how you give them the confidence that they can go out there and achieve anything. And when they fail, because you and I are going to fail, everyone's going to fail. Your kids are going to fail. I'm going to fail. You're going to fail. You need your husband, your wife, your best friend, your kids to pick you up and tell you, no, man, that's just a bump in the road. Let's go. Let's get it done. You can get it done. But that's all part of relationships. They have to be nurtured. And there was nothing being nurtured last year by that head coach, because that's part of being a head coach, a CEO, a manager, a father, a mother. Sure, you got to have leadership, but you also have to have compassion. You have to have understanding, and you have to be supportive. It's part of it, man. I've said it before. Have a kid and don't tell him you love him ever. Don't give him a hug. Don't encourage him. See how that relationship turns out. You know, adopt an animal. Don't give it any love. Just throw it in a corner and just throw food. See how that relationship's going to work out. Go plant a plant. Don't give it any water. Don't give it any light. See how that relationship's going to work out. There's no such thing as a relationship that doesn't need to be nurtured. It's not a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife thing. It's a life thing. And that's the difference. That's what this dude is all about. Mike McDaniel understands that in order to get people to do what you need them to do, you've got to meet them halfway, bro. The tyrant way is not good for everybody. It's mostly not good for most people. Very few people, and they're probably older, and they're probably from other older generations, they don't deal with the tough love all the time. There's a time for tough love. And then there's a time for compassion and understanding. There's a time just to listen. There's a time to just support. And McDaniel is made up of all of those things. And he's giving himself a chance to reach people so he can get them to do what he wants them to do, instead of ordering them all the time what to do. That gets tiresome. And that's where this guy is different than the guy we just had. Will it work? We'll find out. We will find out. But I like what I see, and I believe in his belief of Tua Tagovailoa. I think it's heartbreaking what happened to Tua last year. I agree. The interview was awesome. It was. He referred to Tua as a scared and guarded. I so want this coach and player to be indefinitely successful. Well, of course, you're going to be guarded because of what happened. Dude, you come to the league, and the coach that takes over didn't want you. and tells you he didn't want you and shows you examples over and over again that he'd rather have anybody else but you, how in the hell are you ever going to commit to that person? How are you ever going to sell out for that person? How can you trust that person? You can't. So how can you have a winning environment with that person? Oh, I'm sorry. He was the only one that had a winning environment. Because even Fitz and Jabroni Brisket, they all had losing records for Flo. So as ignorant as Flo was, he didn't communicate with the only quarterback that gave him a winning record. So I give him credit. Good stuff. All right. We are out of here. We appreciate, of course, everyone out here, Mr. Allen, and everybody at the KSDT CPA offices for making it nice and easy for us every single month. Looking forward to in a couple months, the KSDT Friday might be in a different place. We were just talking about that. Maybe that happens. That'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, so we thank Al and all the great people out here for making it nice and easy for us. Al was out here also. Of course, Sean Stanley, the man that masters and puts this program together every single day. Ira Winderman, Manny Navarro, Alan Kinko, Craig Mish, Sean Williams. Those are all the folks that joined us here today on the show. If you missed any of those interviews, you can rewind right there on YouTube. And, of course, it'll all be podcasted, so you'll get to check it out. We will be on tomorrow around noon for a short show, and then we'll be on post-game for Dolphins and Raiders. So we'll be back. We shall see you on Saturday. Same time, same place, same bat channel. Have a fantastic and blessed weekend. Love you all.